Babe, I've been thinking, can we have a threesome?
You've been watching too much porn.
No, but your girlfriend Heather was checking us out.
Oh, why would I want to have a threesome with Heather? How about your coworker Eric?
Eric, fuck that!
You expect me to watch you and another woman?
You hooked up with Michelle in college.
She was my sorority sister. If you want me and a girl, then you have to give me you and a guy.
If I see you with another man, it's a wrap.
You're being a selfish asshole.
You're damn right. Ain't no other man fucking you in front of me.
Here, have Heather's number. I'm gonna go find Eric.
With the six packs. Guys with six packs know that they've got a six pack. They know they're desirable.
Right.
Just like a beautiful girl. I'm not going to go all out because I'm beautiful. Because if you don't want me, I'll find another motherfucker that will. Okay? I'm going to take away the mother father and give you the motherfucker because that's what it is. It's another motherfucker that's a, like, we talk about it all the time. How many times you seen a beautiful woman that it's like, if a dude don't want her, she's like, I'll just go get someone else.
That is so true. Less. Oh my God, this happened recently to someone.
It's the same thing with
someone.
Dudes with a six pack or
this happened
pack.
To someone.
They get to the point when they look at it, they're like, hold on, I got an eight pack. Everybody eight wants pack. An eight pack, okay? But dudes, listen, dudes that got bigger bellies know that they're out of shape to a certain degree. They're not as desirable. Listen, they willing to eat pussy. They willing
is that
eat-
is that that's true? Are you speaking for every man with a big belly?
Listen, this is the adult speaking, conversation. Those of you offended by the word pussy, you need to... Well, I know Lil L is.
I hate that word.
She hates it.
I don't like that word.
I hate that word too, Lil L.
Do you?
What?
I hate that.
How do y'all have sex? How do you have sex? Oh, my love box. Yes. Hit me in a love box.
How about you just don't
it's
talk
a flower.
And you just do it?
It's a flower.
Half the talking is the best.
Yeah. This is true.
Yes, but
there's
okay,
a problem
yes,
with
but,
women who don't talk. I'm sorry. I want to know you're alive. I'm asking you questions during this shit because I want to know you're there. Do you like it? If you tell me no, we gotta stop.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, duh. I mean, obviously.
But have you ever seen the fitness competitors that you see on stage? You know, God bless you guys for doing that stuff because I can never do that. I like my belly. But these guys, when they go up there the day they compete, they're starving. They're literally starving themselves to death, and they almost pass out on stage from flexing so hard.
Hold on. Okay. Big ups to Gladys. Jesus. Big ups to Gladys. She said, not DJ Khalid.
DJ Khaled? I just got the reference.
Don't do it.
Get it.
Just got the reference.
He don't get it. He don't know. He don't know to turn his
Gladys. Is.
It's all good. He's a loser. He know not to. But the point I'm making, when a person is a little bit bigger and they know they're out of shape and they know they can't really do it.
Well, wait a second.
Wait a second.
Go ahead.
No. I hope you're not pointing at me when you're talking about it.
I'm not pointing to you. I'm saying it when somebody's in general, they're like, I might not be as in shape. I might not be as desirable. They put a little extra effort in.
You
like,
try
I
harder.
Keep it.
Maximum effort.
I got to keep it. So
maximum
you got a big
effort,
dude,
yeah.
And you got a big dude. Let's be honest. 85% of the women don't even know how to have an orgasm on their own. Seriously. A lot of women don't touch themselves. They don't.
That's a lie.
That's the truth.
That's a lie.
That's the truth.
That's a lie.
That's a, you'd be surprised. you'd be surprised.
No, you'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised. Okay. No. I'm not sure. I'm not shocked that women do it, but I found that a lot of women do not necessarily, especially younger girls, maybe now the millennials, but from what I remember right now, I would tell you there's a lot of girls. I had a girl tell me one time, she goes, that's a man's job to get me off. Why would I do it myself?
Because there's nothing like your own touch.
Wait, so I don't know. A woman on the Real Housewives in New Jersey, they were talking about something when they went to Italy, and apparently it's something like old school, like that wasn't allowed. You weren't allowed to do that.
Well, different
you
cultures, to, like, you're not allowed
yeah,
to do that. But
you're
also,
not allowed to like touch yourself and do
women,
any of that.
Italian women who are at least third or fourth generation off the boat talking about I'm really old school need to shut the fuck up. Okay? I'm tired of that shit. I'm old school.
That's what,
old.
Do you know what I'm
your
talking
mother,
about?
Your grandmother don't even speak the goddamn Italian language. And you're telling me that you're old school? The fuck out of here. Just because you think, no. Because you think that that's what Italian men would love is the old school woman? Look, look, hold on. I'm gonna put the camera over.
Put the camera on you.
No, no.
Put the camera on you.
Hold on.
He's
all
angry.
You Italian women.
Angry.
I don't care where the fuck y'all from. Every time you try some shit, oh, I'm old school. You know, my man likes it old school. The fuck out of here. Shut the... You ain't even seen Italy. That's how bad it is. You haven't even seen Italy. And you're like, I'm old school, you know? You know, like, we know. The fuck out of here. And half of them can't even fucking cook.
That's a big problem nowadays.
How can you tell me you're old school and when I ask you for some spaghetti, your ass got ragu in a goddamn cupboard?
See, that's
you
can't bring
no
like, not...
real Italian woman. No real Italian woman got ragu. If I say I want fucking like spaghetti, she's like, hold on. I either got the homemade sauce in a jar.
You got
the homemade sauce.
I got the homemade sauce in a jar, or
you
got
to cook for hours.
Let me get some crushed tomatoes. They'll take the shortcut. I got crushed tomatoes, some garlic, salt and pepper, some olive oil. I'll make you the sauce, a quick sauce right now. Not gravy, sauce, motherfuckers.
Yes.
And they'll make the sauce, and they'll say, I'm
a gravy guy. I'm a gravy guy.
Nah, I don't even know. That's the whole debate. It's a whole debate.
Every time I watch Housewives of New Jersey, they all swear to God, like, okay, you know who's the worst? Melissa.
Okay.
Have you watched it, Ron?
No, I can't.
All right, I'm sorry.
It rots my brain.
Melissa swears to God she is old. I'm old. You know, Joe likes it old school. But then she turns around and says, but I'm new school. So he's got to understand that.
I got a career. Right.
But
right.
She wants all the benefits of being old school.
Yeah.
Wants all the benefits of being old school the way a motherfucker runs shit. But then, well, it's 2018, and I got my own money, and I do my own thing.
Bullshit.
Shut the fuck up.
Bullshit.
If Joe took every fucking dollar from you right now and said, do it on your own, you wouldn't have shit. The fuck are you kidding me? You ain't old school. You pimped the fuck out of your man to get a goddamn dollar, and then you want to flip it around and say, I'm old school. The fuck
bullshit.
Up.
Well, she's just saying that they're saying that to get ratings. I mean, these reality shows are really staged. It's
hold on, did I really just go off like that?
You did go off. You're angry like you watch the show every week.
Yeah,
you were real angry.
Yeah,
right?
Like worse than me.
Like
my
he
God.
Knew the guy's
I'm
name and everything.
The show.
Lil was like, "What are you talking about?" He was angry.
By the way, Ron, can I just tell you we can never get through an article because this motherfucker, I get caught short. Okay, I get caught short. Yo, put the camera on me right now.
It's real talk.
Can never get through an article because this mother father needs to interrupt. I have some fun things on here I wanted to talk about.
They
give you fun facts.
We're here all night, coach. We're here all night, coach.
put in some fun facts.
I like this.
We ran off. That's what we do.
Okay, did you know that sperm is effective at treating wrinkles?
I knew that since I was 13.
Old women love to make sure their wrinkles are taken care of.
I'm trying to see. Oh, this one was interesting.
Why do you think in every porno they have the face shot at the end? It's to smear it in.
The money shot, it works!
The money shot.
Saves you on a clearance.
It works! It's not just some shit that you do to sell on the side. It actually works.
Wait, so, okay, then it says, okay, with orgasms, women are more likely to achieve orgasm while wearing socks than when they're not wearing socks. And they wrote,
well,
as for men...
What a motherfucker with a fat belly?
Your feet cold.
No, they just put these things in the article, like little interesting facts. I thought was cool. Yeah, no.
I want to figure that out. Can we figure that out first?
What about the socks
to do with orgasms?
Oh, I don't know. It just says, yeah, women are likely to achieve orgasm while wearing socks than when they're not wearing socks, I don't even know. How does that even...
I don't get that either.
Is that proven?
Elastic around the ankle? Like,
Ron, you're in a relationship. Can you see if that theory works?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I'm trying to see if there's another one.
I'm not fucking with y'all.
Oh, okay, ready? Anal sex was punishable by death for hundreds of years in England and Wales. What the fuck? Oral sex used to be illegal in Canada. Ready?
What?
It was finally legalized in 1969.
You're going to have to go to goddamn jail for giving me head, eh?
Poor you. Poor you, Canada. Poor you. Poor you, Canada.
Ooh, ready?
I feel so
caffeine,
bad for them.
Ready? Ingesting caffeine will caffeinate your sperm. You're like, you're welcome. Oh, you're welcome for that bit of knowledge, coffee drinking men. Well, so I wrote, does it make semen taste like coffee?
They say everything that comes out of you tastes like something.
Tastes like something.
Something that you've eaten or drink or...
That's why it's kind of hard to go down on a squirter.
You guys are eating pretzels. You guys are eating pretzels right now.
No, I'm saying if a girl's a squirter, you don't know what she's been eating. That juice could smell like.
Well, they tell you if you're gonna do that. You know, if you're gonna go down on someone and swallow, you're supposed to eat like fruit or some type of citrusy.
So, Ron, if a squirter got at you, are you okay with that?
I mean, there's a lot of variables to that situation.
You're going down on a girl, and all of a sudden, when she climaxes, she shoots.
I mean, is there? Are we in a bed? Like, is there?
Yeah, you in a bed.
Is there plastic wrap over the sheets?
Like, no,
no.
It's your first time fucking around. She don't warn you, and you're doing a tongue thing, and all of a sudden she's like, "Oh fuck!" And it just.
I would get mad. I would get mad only because I mean, it's to me like. What actually is that fluid? It's got to be something mixed with urine or so, like to squirt so far.
Well, they say there's some urine somewhere in there.
So I can't get involved with that. I can't. I mean, I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like that right there. I mean,
we should totally make Ron play the adult charades. Put the shit on your head.
No,
see if this motherfucker like no. Put it on yo.
Oh.
You put it on his head. You see the word, and you got to say it just to see how this motherfucker
responds. Oh my god!
Like no, god, I can't say that. Stop it! No, my wife is watching. Are you kidding me? Nah, see Ron. Okay, we gotta go to another break. We're gonna be funny. Back in a moment. Don't go nowhere. We doing what we do best. Coming back out of it. What we got up?
Oh, so, the 7 signs you're in a codependent relationship. I'm going to post the article in the group.
You're a woman.
Right now.
You're sign number 1. We'll be back in a moment.
I'm sign number 1. This is Lil L. Who wants to see me punch Mr. Direct in the face? Oh, you do? Well, guess what? It just might happen. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Y'all don't know. If you ain't heard, hold on. First of all, give it up, y'all. Y'all don't know what was going on behind. Yo, y'all don't know what was going on when we was listening to R. Kelly. Okay, R. Kelly's the only motherfucker that could eat some ass like doggy chows in it, piss on somebody, and write a gospel song the next day.
He wrote free R. Kelly.
Free R. Kelly.
Free Kells. He wrote a gospel song.
I mean, when you're R. Kelly, you could do what you want.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
Listen to that song. He gets to that point, Gotham City. And then you hear the
Gotham City. We're backing you up, coach. We're backing you up.
Yo, we
backing
you
up, coach.
Where do you ever hear it? Like, everybody always talks about how crazy these guys are, how absolutely nuts these people are. All these stars that get caught doing some of the craziest shit. Do people not realize that these guys have become geniuses at whatever they do? Like, I'm not a genius at what I might do. You know why? My neighbor came in here, saw the green screen, said, you should be fucking bitches in front of this green screen and put the shit on the internet. She's my proof because she heard her.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. She yes, was like, she did say that.
Oh, my God, you got a green screen? You should be fucking bitches on green screen. And then...
in Maui from your right? basement.
And then she goes, do that and then put it on some porn site. You can make a lot of money. I'm like, first of all, bitch, yes, I do watch that shit. I do watch porn. Second of all... Why are you telling me that I should be fucking bitches in front of green? I'm not that devious. I'm not a genius. Like, my next door neighbor's a genius. She plays the violin and she thought about that shit.
And third of all, you're missing direct. The camera lens ain't big enough.
Oh, why?
The camera lens is not big enough.
Yeah, because the direct dick. But that, no. Stop it. I'm not trying to talk. I'm just saying in general, geniuses are crazy in the mind. They come up with devious shit. They do devious shit. But when you see the shit that they're good at, you're like, oh, wow. Like, it's so overwhelmingly impressive. You can forget about all the other dumb shit that they do. People thought Einstein was a retarded motherfucker.
No.
This dude came up with the theory of relativity, which created, what was it? Was it the atomic bomb or nuclear?
No, electricity.
No, Albert Einstein. Did I say Thomas Edison?
Yeah, the theory.
They thought he was retarded, too. Oh, and those of you at home talking about, oh, don't use the word retarded. Fuck you, retarded. Keep going.
I thought the theory of relativity, I thought it was. I'm not sure, right?
Yeah. He came up with the theory of relativity. Albert Einstein, and everyone thought he was like idiot savant, real retarded, and he wasn't.
But just think about how long ago that was, and you mean to tell me they don't have all these cures and stuff today? A guy like that, how long ago created that? You have Tesla creating electricity, which is supposed to be free.
Another guy that they thought was crazy.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, peeing on somebody's a little crazy.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
that's a little crazy.
That's some hardcore fetish shit. We ain't got time for all that. The thing is, it does the adult conversation. When my neighbor said that, I was kind of like, huh? You want me to like green screen myself banging a chick on green screen? Put a different background on it. Like, that's some straight out of, like, Revenge of the Nerds 2018
that's
shit.
Okay.
Yo, you ain't R. Kelly. You can't do that stuff.
You can't get away with that stuff. But we have to realize the genius of R. Kelly. One night, he was eating a 16-year-old's ass, taking a piss on her, and the next day, he wrote a gospel song. He got that's, everybody.
That's, Gotham City. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gotham City. Eat the ass. Ooh, wrong lyrics.
At the church asking for forgiveness. Asking for forgiveness.
I'm just saying.
Can I have some forgiveness?
I'm just saying, listen. That's y'all got to give it up for R. Kelly. Listen, we are back. Lil L, what's
yes,
the next
we're back. Oh, yes. Oh, it's on me now? Oh, okay, great. I get to talk great.
Back
awesome.
To you, Lil L.
Okay. Thanks, Ron.
I could take the microphone from your ass in 2 seconds. Don't fuck with me.
Fuck you. Shut up, Mr. Direct. Anyway, I posted the article in the thread. 7 signs you're in a codependent relationship. Is this you right now? Codependency is really about one person being reliant on another to the point of being controlled or manipulated by that person.
Little L. Little L.
Yes.
I love you.
Hold on.
Oh,
hold
I love
on.
You too, Ron.
Lynn,
you're
hold
awesome.
On.
What?
Lynn Kizik reported that my shit was wrong. Okay? Hold on, Lynn. You're going to come to my page and report. First, my shit is called Real Talk for a reason.
That's okay? true.
Because it's real.
She reported
it is.
One. We're going to talk about that in a second when we come back after the next break. But go ahead and talk what you were talking
about. Oh, all right.
About.
Okay. So,
Lynn, I got you. I see you, son. We cool.
Okay. Codependents are those who are overly reliant on another person in a relationship tend to be givers. Who will keep going above and beyond for someone who isn't, you know, reciprocating to that level of care. Codependency comes from low self-esteem and a loss of identity. Isn't that interesting? Isn't it codependent? Aww. Ron.
She is so happy to have a dude here.
I am so happy to have a dude here. Like, it's literally not even funny. It's always like us and then like a woman. Dick,
that should be like throwing the table.
I have a lady boner right now.
Yes. She does. She
literally. That's what I was here for.
I have a lady boner.
We need to get some men down here.
Yes. I said that.
Women.
Yeah, there's always too many women here. I was like,
look
we
how
need a
big
guy.
My head is on your shoulder. That's that's outstanding. My head's bigger than your body.
You know what? The next time I get a girl here, we got to get Ron at the same time. we got to decide who, either they sit on air at the same time or we give one of them the phantom mic.
Oh, phantom mic, yeah.
The phantom mic, there's no camera, it's just a voice.
That was me the other day. I was the phantom person.
Or we could just put our lips together on one mic.
Oh.
Depends what she looks like. I'm choking on my own spit.
Wait, I didn't read.
Y'all need to look
at
me right now.
I didn't read the, what?
I don't want to. I don't even want to see this shit. You Italian, Ron?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Two Italian motherfuckers trying to come together and create some little Guido babies. I'm good. I'm fucking good. They're gonna come out here with Staten Island accents, talking about, hey, the fuck's the matter with you? You a fucking moron? You a fucking moron?
I don't say things like that. Only when I get mad.
See how little she is, though. If you actually saw her stand up right now, she's very, the word is very petite, tiny. As he called
petite,
her earlier.
Yes, that's what he said earlier.
Yes! Yeah.
And I mean, if you guys could see how fat my head is. Babe.
She's 5, hold on. She's 5 foot, like 95 pounds?
Sure.
Sure.
You never ask a woman her weight.
Yeah, you fucking idiot. What the hell is wrong with you?
And you never call Mr. Direct a fucking idiot.
A mother father.
I can give two shits. Okay.
A mother father idiot.
Wait, she's literally, no, she's like 2 pounds. She's literally 2 pounds. Like, you, like a potato, a 10 pound to potato sack is bigger than her. Okay.
So picture this head. Coming out of a 95-year-old, 95-year-old.
Wow. 20 and slow.
I'm sorry.
So anyway, back to this whole conversation.
All right, yes.
Good save.
What we were talking about.
I didn't get the 7 signs. Having a need to be needed, difficulty setting and keeping boundaries. I think that's really important. Staying silent to keep the peace. Hell no. Feeling sad and lonely when you're not with the other person. No.
I feel sad and lonely sometimes.
Being defensive if loved ones express concerns about your relationship. That was a good one.
I'm concerned about you.
Over blaming yourself for your problems. An excessive desire to rescue people will be responsible for them. I will say I was a victim. Well, I feel sometimes I want to rescue someone and I shouldn't. Like the guy Mike I was dating last year. Yeah, I will put his name out there because he's a fucking asshole. How you doing, Mike?
Wow,
how
Mike?
You doing?
Please don't have a relapse on my show.
Wow, how you doing? Mike.
How you doing?
Mike, anyway, you're an asshole.
Ann Pritchard. Hi, Ann.
Who's tuning in? She has been like a dedicated fan from almost day one.
She has.
Since I've gone live. And she actually came on a show one time. And I've done another show with her. I love her because she's always like, if you could, she, first of all, she knows I swear.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Ann. No. She probably tuned in when I was going.
No, but she's so nice because she's always like, I'll do a show with you, but can you not swear? And people are impressed that I don't have to swear.
No, but you're, first of all, you're better than with it than I am because I, no.
And second of all, Mike's an asshole, Ann.
He is. She said hi. Hi, Ann.
Hey, Ann, how you doing? Ann. I appreciate you tuning in. It is a beautiful thing to see you. Did I say beautiful or is it beautiful?
I don't know.
I can't
beautiful.
Even.
It was beautiful.
You're beautiful. It's good.
It was beautiful.
I don't know what goes on.
So listen. So, yeah. So what you talk, first of all, I'm realizing more and more a lot of people are codependent, men or women. I usually isolate women on this conversation. I think in general, we as people are all codependent because we're becoming such an isolated society that more of us, when we find someone we connect with, we kind of want to hang on to it because we're so isolated. Mm. We know it used to be different. It used to be, well, first of all, our parents, like go 2 generations ago, you're all I know. I don't have social media. I don't have newspaper. I've got nothing. You know what I have? I've got you. Through good or bad, I got to stick this damn thing out. And when people got divorced, it was bad. Like, it was real bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Then the next generation, it was kind of like, different personalities. We made the wrong choice, whatever. Nowadays, it's still the different personalities, wrong choice. But people really are. We're teaching our kids to be so, even though we say we're teaching them to be more social and aware about each other, we're becoming more bubble people.
I think we're doing the opposite.
We're doing more bubbling.
Yeah, yeah.
People can sooner text you than they can actually converse with you. With that being the case, but we all, as human beings, we crave
attention.
Attention and having someone love us. Mm-hmm. And when you find it, even through all your craziness, if somebody stays through 3 stages of crazy, you know what I mean? If someone stays through that, you're like, oh my God, I got to stay with this person because I went through three stages of crazy. Girl or guy, it doesn't make a difference. When they go through the three stages of crazy, people become attached like, holy shit, I went nuts and they stayed. It's a subconscious thing. So when they do it, all of a sudden, they're like, okay, I can't live without this person. Not always on a crazy way, but they become like my existence becomes part of your existence. Mm-hmm. Hence the codependency. And I think the younger generation more and more is becoming that, especially because mom and dad's both work. Mm-hmm. So now right. You got the kid out there, and because mom and dad are not giving them the love, they become codependent on their friends. For instance, people that always need their friend around. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to lie. At 45 years old, that's kind of hard for me to function because I'm so used to I can stay 3 or 4 days and not talk to anyone. And I might be complacent. I'll go out and do my social thing, but I come back here. I'm in my space. I got my 5 minutes. It's crazy. What do you think? I'm sorry, I went off.
Well, I want to say, Anne just wrote, bottom line, people need to love themselves first, then they will be able to love someone truly and stay with one person. That's what Anne wrote.
Well, we love you, Anne.
We love you, Anne.
Amen to that.
Yes. Where was it?
You lost your spot.
I lost my train of thought. Well, I was talking about the need to rescue people or feel like responsible.
I think a lot
them.
Of women
that's,
are rescuers.
That's bad.
I think a lot of women are rescuers.
It's very unhealthy.
I think men and women just don't. It's so funny to me because it's such a simple and uncomplicated thing, but because people want control.
Yeah.
Of each other. It's no longer anybody knows their place. It's no longer work together. I mean, it's more of, I want to know where you're going, what you're doing, control.
Oh, no, everything. I can't deal with that shit. I can't deal with that shit at all. It's yeah. Like, I'm very independent, and I'm, like, always on autopilot, like, 24-7. Like, honestly, Ron, I'm going to keep it real with you. I've not been in a committed relationship in over 8 years.
What are you doing later? What? I have the best one, Les. It's great. Best
your, one your girlfriend's going to be like, oh, really? She's going to come home and beat your ass.
Single ladies.
Single ladies. Yeah. As of tonight, single now you're single.
Been single.
Single.
But people so, just, good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, I don't even know. I don't know how I would be in a relationship.
I just
these
think
days.
women need security, and women need love, and men need sandwiches and sex. So when people sit there and realize, you know, like men and women know each other. A man, when he says he needs to be left alone, you give him a little bit of time.
Yes.
You leave him alone. Women don't do that. Women want to take care of things right away. They have to jump on top of it, even if a man says leave him alone. If a if a woman needs to, you know, needs to be taken out and shown that she's a woman once in a while, a man needs to do that too.
That's true.
I mean, but there is, you know, there's always a compromise, and if you work together, you wind up getting better. If you're sitting there trying to win the fight or win the argument or win the relationship battle, you wind up losing in the long run and you wind up pushing each other.
This is Ranjit, the longtime lover. Don't go nowhere. Mr. Direct's Real Talk will be back in a moment. It's real people, real conversation, real talk, you mother potters. Don't go nowhere. And little L might even try to step up and punch Mr. Direct. Goddamn, get the goddamn beer out of here. I don't drink that goddamn. I drink goddamn curry. We'll be back in a moment, you motherfuckers.
To get notifications when we go live, you first have to like our page. After that, select the arrow next to following, scroll down to the pin next to notifications. Now, select all lives post, then click done.